From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
James Harden is on pace to set the NBA record for turnovers in a season.
Is that the kind of record you want to say you were the greatest in NBA history at something?
I mean, you're number one all time.
Because you have to be good enough to be in the game long enough to do that.
Yeah. In a way, it's good to be at the top of the food chain, but that's one of those that I'd probably prefer to not be.
I guess if you're making a list of things you'd want to be known for, that's probably near the bottom. Did you see what Mike Gundy said about the Longhorn Network?
Nobody seems to like that Longhorn Network. I'm sure that there are people who within the University of Texas that don't really like that Longhorn Network because it's been generally looked at as a failure.
That's what Gundy called it.
But if it's such a failure, why does Gundy even care? Oklahoma State is a program within that Big 12 that doesn't really matter to their financial success.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. Put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, lots of good stuff. You heard some of it there. We're all over the place. And all available at podcastarena.com. Go check it out. The full shows are all there. And everything from football to basketball to movies and TV and games. And I want to thank everybody for giving me these suggestions on Dungeons & Dragons games, because apparently
there's a lot of booger eaters in our audience.
I'm getting a lot of people telling me I should try Skyrim. So that's the one I'm going to go check out. So anyway, anything with a rim in it, you probably... Anyway.
Skyrim.
It is
Skyrim?
Skyrim, maybe that's what it is. Okay, maybe, it says Skyrim, but I don't know. Skyrim probably makes more sense. Because you don't... What would you do with a rim?
I don't know.
Okay.
Give it a job.
I'm not familiar with it.
You'd employ it.
But I'm going to check it out. So, yeah, it does. It looks pretty interesting, actually. Just reading the Wikipedia thing. So I'll go pick one up. Anyway, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday. Says it's an action role-playing open-world video game. It is the this is the fifth one in the Elder Scrolls series. And yeah, this looks awesome. Okay.
I'm in.
Anyway, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. I'm also hearing The Witcher, but that's PS4, I believe. What do you guys think about the new NFL ejection rule? I mean, there's only two guys that would have been kicked out last year, right? Based on what they decided?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like they feel like when they go to that meeting every year, they've got to make some kind of rules change.
Yeah.
I'm not really crazy about anything that they're doing this year. I actually like those chop blocks sometimes.
It's something that helps the defense finally.
Yeah.
Because all the other rules have hurt the defense. Now, I don't think defense is suffering that much based on last year.
You know who probably hates this rule is Gary Kubiak.
Probably, yeah.
You know, there's certain guys that are going to be greatly affected. I mean, and it sucks because there's offensive lines that have been built with that in mind, with that rule, and now it's going to change.
But the kickoff one is the one that I think, you know, moving it out to the 25, I wonder if you don't see more teams trying to pop the ball up and pin them because, I mean, otherwise you're going to take the touchback, right, pretty much every time.
Yeah.
A32, find it really ironic, all caps. Okay, you're an all caps guy, so you already suck. That you guys make fun of video game guy when you watch Game of Thrones. I'm not making fun of video game guy. I was asking for help from video game guy. I play more video games than a 51-year-old man should. Okay, either clear the... I almost said the S word there. I was going to say clear that out of your ears. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in. You know what? We have 5 spots left for the... Okay, so 5 spots left for the beer pong tournament tomorrow at Christian's. So don't call unless you can come out to Christians and you're 21 years of age or older, and you can get there by 5:30 to sign up for the tournament. You're going to win a team for you and a friend. The first ever 97.5 beer pong tournament tomorrow at Christian's Tailgate in the Heights. You and your friend can play your way to the championship and the grand prize. We'll take callers 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Five of them. So there. Joseph says, playing it's like getting addicted to crack. I'm already addicted enough to video. I've never missed out on anything because I was playing a video game, though.
I used to play way too much Madden. Way too much.
Yeah, I go through phases. I still have the last of the NCAA football games, and I'll play that thing for like 3 months straight, and then I'll play Madden for like 3 months straight. And right now I'm on hockey, which is about the end of that. I'm kind of looking forward. I may go buy an MLB game here and start getting on baseball.
Some of those games like had gotten to be a little bit too easy for me. So what I would do on, because I was playing in Heisman mode and not having any trouble. So what I would do is I would start out with like a really crappy program, like UL Lafayette or something like that, and try to build it into a power. And it's very difficult to recruit good players there. But that's where it would be fun for me, because if you pick up that game and you say, oh, I'm going to be Texas or Florida State,
right?
You get all the 5-star guys. That game's not hard. Even when you have it on the hardest setting, it's just not very difficult. It gets pretty difficult when you play on the hardest setting and you have way crappier players on the computer.
Yeah.
I used to do that with the University of Houston before.
There you go.
Me too.
Yeah. So there were like, I think there was like, the 5-star programs? It was like Texas, Alabama, all those schools. I think U of H at the time when I was playing, this was must have been in the early 2000s or mid 2000s. They were like a 2-star, so there was, it was hard.
In fact, one of those years that I played those games, I played as Rice, and I took Rice football from being a 1-star program into a 5-star.
Yeah,
that's the world of fantasy.
Yes, it is. It is. But I used to do.
Sorry, Rice football.
I used to do the same thing with UH, and then once you got really good, it was too easy, because once you got to a 5-star, you could recruit whoever the hell you wanted. And then and at the time they were in Conference USA, so you're still getting to play against bad Conference USA teams.
We didn't address that Sean Payton agreed to an extension. He'll be there through 2020. That's kind of surprising to me.
Really? I think when they decided last year that he was going to stick around, that it was pretty clear.
Yeah, I mean, I guess 5 years, $45 million. He's already like he's getting a raise. That's surprising to me. But, you know, I mean, I guess he's even more surprising, the Saints are working on an extension with Drew Brees.
Well, that's not really surprising. Well, they're just trying to spread that money out a little bit better.
Yeah.
Because that cap hit is ridiculous.
Yeah, but at some point then, that means they're going to have to cut him. And that's going to be an uncomfortable thing when the Saints have to cut Drew Brees.
Yeah, well, they'll probably do the same thing in a couple of years. You just renegotiate again.
Yeah.
Keep doing it until he's ready to retire, but yeah, you know, that ensures that those two guys will be there for a while. And
I don't know if that's a good thing, though.
Well, I think
because I feel like that relationship you've kind of juiced that orange about as much as you can. You know what I mean?
I don't know. I think if they can get some, they're missing a lot of talent. They really screwed the pooch with their salary cap there. That's been the biggest problem for the last several years, and. I mean, they need to have a good draft, too, but I don't think they're done.
How much more do you think Drew Brees has?
I think 2 years. I wouldn't go beyond that.
All right.
But
I mean, to me, he's already kind of...
He's been beat up, but he hasn't had that injury where he's missed half the season.
Yeah.
And I still think he's effective. They just haven't been as good as a team.
Okay.
Their defense has been awful. They're missing a lot of the weapons that on offense.
And maybe they set the bar a little high when that dude was out there throwing for 5,500 and 45 touchdowns.
That's not going to happen again, but I think part of it is it shouldn't happen again. They should have a better running game. Because when they won a Super Bowl, they actually had a really good running game in addition to being able to throw it all over the yard.
And they had a defense that forced a lot of turnovers.
Yeah. So, 713-780-ESPN.
Yeah, they haven't been in the playoffs since 2013.
That's getting to be a long time. All right, here's what we got to do. We have another giveaway, okay? Because we love you guys so much.
You're so generous.
Here's what you have to do, though. We're going to play What Are the Odds next segment.
If it were up to me, none of you would get anything.
Well,
That's nothing.
I like taking care of the people. And you know what? Friday, we're going to be at Quaker Steak and Lube. And a lot of you are going to be off for Good Friday. So if you're in that area, and everybody who's been saying for months, man, if you guys come down here, you guys come down here. Well, we're coming down there. And right now, we're going to give you a $50 gift card so you can come see us. You want a $50 gift card to enjoy a dinner on us at Quaker Steak and Lube, so you can pay for your beer while you're there. It's in League City at 45 and FM 646. The best wings in Texas with over 25 different sauces. TVs on every wall, so you won't miss a game. Plus, there's also always a special theme night happening at the Lube. Bike night, team trivia, happy hour, karaoke, car cruise in, and more. Check it out online at thelube.com. Here's how it works. You call in. You give us a what are the odds. You stay on hold. Whoever has the best what are the odds gets the gift card in Jong's judgment. Do we want to theme the what are the odds today, Jong, or do we want to just say whatever?
Let's do whatever.
Okay.
That's kind of been the theme of the show.
It kind of has. It's been all over the place. So I would just say either try to have a really sharp, smart question or try to be really funny. That would be my suggestion. That's how you're going to win and get the $50 card. But you have to hold on through the break, and the number 713-780-3776 will get you lined up.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about attorney Gary Trichter. Hopefully you haven't found yourself in a situation where you need him, but you never know when you just might. Law enforcement stepping up efforts with no refusal weekends. They can force you to take a blood test. If your weekends suck because of a DWI arrest, don't give up. There's still hope for you. Even if you failed one of those tests the police gave you, a lot of things about those tests you should know about. They're inaccurate. They're unreliable. Police breath testing equipment isn't even warranted fit for testing on humans. Makes temperature assumptions that create artificially high results and destroys the evidence that it checked, making rechecking and proving your innocence impossible. Same with the blood test. A lot of inaccuracies about police blood testing. It's not done like the way CSI on television is done. Police forensic capabilities aren't quite the same. Police blood tests can't even positively identify alcohol from other substances, can be easily contaminated. That's where attorney Gary Trichter comes in. He's a DWI specialist, one of only four in the entire state, and he's right here in Houston. He's experienced in telling the truth about police blood tests, and he's experienced in doing it in a trial setting. A lot of lawyers will take DUI cases. Very few are experienced in going to trial. If you failed the breath or blood test, whether it's DWI, DUI, or boating while intoxicated, call attorney Gary Trichter. Put his number on your cell phone right now at 713-524-1010 or visit texasdwilaw.com. That's 713-524-1010 for attorney Gary Trichter.
This What Are the Odds segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. All right, here we go. We're going to go through your phone calls. Don't hang up unless we tell you your What Are the Odds was awful. But basically, whoever has the best one, in Jong's opinion, whether it's the smartest, funniest one, whether it's the smartest one, the funniest one, you know, the most relevant one, whatever he judges to be the best, you're going to win that $50 gift card to enjoy.
And there's no arguing with Jong. He is the final authority here.
Now, if he decides he likes two of them, then maybe we'll do something for the second one, but let's just see how you guys do. Right now, we're planning on one winner. We'll start with Andy. What's up, Andy?
Hey, what are the odds that Eddie Lacy makes it through an entire season without a Big Mac and fries?
Oof. Percent zero, right?
Yeah, I don't think that'll happen.
Yeah, he's gonna be eating something. Daniel.
Hey, what's up, sports guys?
Sports to you.
Hey, I got what are the odds that anyone on the Astros will hit 40 home runs, steal 40 bases, and or throw 200 innings this year?
Hit 30 or 40 home runs?
I think he said 40. I don't see the 40.
I don't see a 40 guy on this team either.
No.
I think they might have a couple guys who could pop 30.
Yeah.
But none that are – I mean, Altuve will steal a ton of bases. If you're looking for somebody to do both those, I don't think that guy exists.
No.
Somebody asked on my Twitter, what are the odds Correa posts a 3,130 season? I think it's possible someday, although I still think the odds are low. I think Correa, as his power increases, his speed is going to decrease a little bit. And I think by the time he gets to be a 30 home run guy, he'll probably be more like a 15 steal guy. But I think, 100 RBI on the right team, that's possible. But no, I had 200 innings for the Astros.
Yeah, they'll have somebody.
They'll have somebody. I'm Keuchel, if things go well, I'm sure.
Yeah. All right, Sam.
Although they are very careful with their starting pitching.
Real quick, I've been on What Are the Odds a few times, and John has been close to picking me. So I'm going to switch it up a little bit because I've always asked about the Giants. What are the odds that actually win this time?
Well, I'm going to go 0%. That was you're better if you were. Sometimes when you're close, this is a life lesson, boys and girls. Like, let's say you're dating a girl for a while and you feel like you're getting close to making that action happen. You don't suddenly change up your whole approach.
Yeah,
you're on the right path. You stick on that path if you feel you're close.
Yeah, if you're close and it's been because you're being really nice to her and buying her things.
Yeah, it's patience.
Yeah, don't start bitching at her in public.
Yeah, don't change your full strategy and like start punching her in the side of the head. You know, she's probably a chick who's just trying to take it slow. Jong was maybe trying to take it slow with you, and now you're back at square one, bro.
Yeah. What are the odds that Fred is still playing Xbox in his 60s? If I'm alive, 100%. But the odds of me getting to 60 are pretty small.
I don't know. I don't think anything can kill you.
I hope not. I hope I'm like...
I mean, let's be honest. With the stuff that you do to your body, by now, most human bodies would just been like, nah, I'm good.
Had it. Yeah.
I'm done.
Not mine.
Rob Ford couldn't take it.
Yeah, but I haven't done all the crack and stuff that Rob Ford did.
True.
I limit myself pretty much to... smokables and drinkables. That's
yeah,
it.
That's true.
An awful lot of them, but let's try Charles. What's up, Charles?
Hi, yes, I was trying to see what the Dallas Cowboys are picking at 4, but, I mean, you think they'll hold off and try to find a gym later on in the draft? Because, I mean, Morris Claiborne was, I mean, to me, I think he was a bust.
All right.
But he was really praised.
John, I don't.
Okay.
There was no What Are the Odds there, which is fine. But he can't be a winner because his phone connection. Who's on speakerphone? Is what it boils down to. I think everyone wants the Cowboys to trade down. I don't think they're going to.
Unless somebody falls in love with one of those.
Right. Unless somebody just offers him a boatload of picks. But I think that there's one safety and one pass rusher there that they'll really like, and I think those are both possibilities.
Man, Dustin getting hashtag if Fred dies again, he wants my Xbox. Michael, you're next.
Hey, guys, what are the odds Fred is called the Falcon because he looks like a Falcon?
Why are you called the Falcon, Fred? Why aren't you called the Prime Minister?
It just stuck. It just stuck. Do I look like a Falcon? Falcons are they have a long beak. I have a long beak.
That's true.
Falcons are majestic. I'm not majestic.
No, nor do you have feathers.
No, and I can't fly. I am pretty much controlled by one person who just sticks a
falconer.
Hood, yeah, who sticks a hood over my head most of the time and won't let me out of the apartment. So I don't know.
Are some similarities?
There are definitely some similarities. All right, Corey.
Hey, guys, sports.
Sports to you.
What? That Brock Osweiler throws for more touchdown passes than J.J. Watt has sacks and tackles for losses combined this season.
You're
going to make me think on that one, aren't you?
I'll go J.J. on that.
Yeah, I'd say J.J. probably 70-30. Because if this team is... If they play football the way that they're going to need to be really good, Osweiler's not going to be throwing a bunch of touchdown passes. They're going to be running a lot. All right, Quentin, up next.
Hey, guys. What are the odds that AJ...
Can't do it.
Nope, sorry.
I'm not going to fall into your trap.
Nice try.
I'm not going to fall into your trap.
If you're going to do that, you got to get through it a little quicker anyway.
By the way, fake stuttering, not the way to make me laugh.
No, that's not going to get a laugh.
I'm a stuttering connoisseur. I can tell a real stutter from a fake stutter. I've had experience with the National Stuttering Association. I know a fake stutter when I hear it. Don't try to pull a fast one on me, boys.
All right, Joe.
Hey, what's up, sports guys?
Sports to you.
Hey, I have a question. What are the odds that another Kardashian sister ruins the life of another sports athlete?
I mean, well, hold on. Let's time out. Do you think a Kardashian sister ruined the life of James Harden?
Another sports athlete?
Well, that's...
Is there any other kind?
That's my favorite kind.
Yeah.
But I'm going to disqualify that because I don't feel that a Kardashian ruined James Harden's life. I mean, in fact, it seems like from what I understand, the reason it didn't work out is because James Harden begged to be a exclusive relationship and then couldn't hold up his end of the bargain. So, I'm going to say he everything that James Harden does, he's bringing on himself.
Jung?
Who's your champion, Jung? Who's your victor?
I don't think we have to worry about trying to give one to two of them, though.
No. I did like Corey's What Are the Odds, but JJ had, I think he had 29 tackles for loss and 17 and a half sacks last year.
That's like 47.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not
realistic.
Impossible.
No, it's not. Should we just give it to Sam?
Who
was the guy that was like, What Are the Odds, Jung?
No, that was horrible. I gave him a life lesson. That's all he gets today.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's learned enough.
Let's give it to Andy.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. All right, I'm going to say, since we've been doing this game, that was probably the worst collection.
That was a weak crop, boys.
That was the worst collection we've had. It's very disappointing. And there's some pretty good ones on Twitter.
What's your stat line projection for Carlos Correa this year?
Well, are we assuming he's healthy the whole year?
Let's say, yeah, healthy for a season. 550, 580 at-bats.
295.
Okay.
28. 105.
23. Okay. Boy, that's high.
It is.
A big season.
I think he's going to have a big year.
I'll go.
With where he's batting, if he hits to those numbers, he'll drive in 100 runs.
I'll go 280.
Okay.
25. 95. And 22 stolen bases.
Okay. So not that far off, really.
No.
Steven said...
Except on batting average. I mean, 280 to 300, that's a pretty...
I had 295. I had 295. Oh, okay. I didn't have him at 300.
Okay.
I think that would be a lot. Steven on Twitter says, always have phone issues when calling, but what are the odds the Stros have over twice as many wins as the cost of oil at the end of the season? Well, I think oil is probably going to be, when at most it'll get to 40 a barrel, maybe.
Yeah.
So 80. Astros should win more than that.
Yeah, I think they will.
That's a good one because it's going to be really close.
Yeah, you could have called in and won.
Hmm.
But your phone sucks.
Oh, well.
One day we got to give away a good phone for What Are the Odds.
Yeah, that's a good plan.
Stop calling on speakerphone.
Well,
I don't need that.
All right. Let's take a quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. All right, one more giveaway. See, this has been kind of an unofficial Blitzer Appreciation Day because we've had so many giveaways. Sam Houston Race Park prize pack, four admission tickets, and access to the ESPN section with complimentary buffet. You can join me for live racing, and it's this Saturday, and there's a free handicapping contest, and the winner of that gets a dinner for four at the Winner's Circle Restaurant. All you have to do is pick the winners of races 3 through 10, and whoever has the most winners, boom, free dinner. Watch, wager, and win at Sam Houston Race Park with ESPN 97.5. So make sure you're free. This is Saturday night. 6 to 8 is when I'll be there, but you can stay all night. Caller 15. There you go. 713-780-ESPN, your number, 713-780-3776, if you want to get in to win those things. Ryan, what are the odds AJ will join George Springer on his next stuttering charity event?
0%.
What are the odds Correa is a top three player in 2 to 3 years? Top three position player? In the American League or overall? Because Even in the American League, that's asking a lot.
Yeah. Listen, what he is arguably already the best shortstop in the game, which says a lot. You know, and I remember Granato last year telling me that there's not three players that I would want the rest of their careers as much as I would want his. And that's still debatable to me. I still think he's got a lot to prove. But as far as, you know, right now, if I could have any shortstop in baseball, and that could be my my cornerstone guy, I've got him going forward. I don't think there's anybody else that I would prefer. So that says something. Although, well, depends on if you count Manny Machado as a shortstop. But I love Carlos Correa. Right now he hit 280 this year. 280 is good for a rookie shortstop.
Yeah.
But it's not top three player in the league good.
No, and he has all the looks of a guy who is going to be that.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
he's,
no
but
doubt.
He's not there yet.
He projects to be fantastic.
Yeah, and that's – and I hope he is because – I think if he turns out to be that kind of player, man, then they're going to be good for a while. But he's not there yet, and he's got to stay healthy. And when his body fills out, you know, what does that do changing him as a player? Does he eventually have to move to third at some point if he gets too big? All those things are questions that will come up over the next few years. But
sometimes different prospects take a different amount of time to develop. And you know what? I remember after 2 years of Bryce Harper, people were ready to say, this guy was all hype. He's not that good. What Bryce Harper did last season, if Carlos Correa ever has a season that he puts up the numbers Bryce Harper did last season, he's in that discussion. I don't think Carlos Correa will ever put up a number like that where he puts up 40-plus home runs and 100 RBIs and hits 330. I don't think that'll happen. But if he does, then he's in the discussion for best player in baseball.
Yeah, and we'll see. I don't know. I wouldn't put limits on what I think he can do. I don't expect that.
Yeah.
But I think he could be that kind of player. And
again, you specified position player because, Clayton Kershaw, I don't know, right. I don't know the last time I've seen something like that guy.
At least regular season Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah, but that guy is a freak show. He's like... I don't know how to describe it. So, but there's some great players in baseball right now. Carlos Correa is definitely one of them. Top three, that's a stretch.
Yeah, but you know, I think it's well, we'll know a lot more about him in a couple of years. So,
what are the odds Dallas Keuchel ends up being a top five pitcher in baseball consistently?
Consistently, well, he's done it for 2 years in a row now, pretty much from...
You think he was a top five pitcher 2 years ago?
I think he was on the verge of becoming that, and last year he certainly made it. I give him in factoring in injuries and stuff like that, I give him a 35% chance of staying there for another 3 years at that level.
By most metrics, he was the fifth best starting pitcher in baseball last year, which he had a fantastic year. He was, statistically, he was the best pitcher in the American League. And obviously he got a trophy to prove it. And then you also have to take into account it's a little easier to pitch in the National League
right.
than in the American League.
Right.
I think Zach Greinke is going to find that while a giant pile of money is really nice, pitching in Arizona is not. So I think that he's going to have a little bit of a regression, but... There's some like Max Scherzer, who I think, as far as stuff goes, is right behind Clayton Kershaw. I think he's going to have a way better year than he did last year. And last year he was fantastic. He just didn't have the wins. He didn't get run support. But you know, most guys, you go out and throw a 279 and 276 strikeouts, you're a 20 game winner. The Nationals just underperformed as a team. But I think Keuchel more likely to be a consistent top five pitcher than Correa be a consistent top five position player.
I think that's probably fair.
But again, this is all because shortstop relative to other positions, the expectations offensively are much lower. You know, you don't expect your shortstop typically to go bang 40 home runs or drive in 100 runs. for what he is, for the position he plays, he's freakishly good. Him and Tulowitzki, I mean, that's a they're a crop of their own. They're in a class of their own.
What are the odds the Texans' offseason championship ends in a regular season disappointment? Well, define disappointment. You mean missing the playoffs?
I guess.
I guess. Or something less than 9-7 because that's what they've been the last 2 years. I'd say there's a 49% chance that they're less than 9-7.
Yeah.
But I don't know that they won the offseason championship. I mean, some other teams did pretty well. They did fix their biggest need, though. All right. Colin said he just won the 4-pack to Sam Houston Race Park this Saturday.
All right.
So we'll see you there Saturday. It'll be fun. First weekend of quarter horse racing. Did you see this? I kind of think Aaron Rodgers is trolling here a little bit.
All right.
But apparently he was on a podcast, and he claimed he once saw a UFO.
I have it, but it's about 2 minutes long.
Okay, well, I don't want to hear
that. I don't want to hear him talk about UFOs for 2 minutes. Good Lord.
No, he said basically they saw this object coming out of the clouds, and it goes out of sight, and they look at each other and go, what the bleep was that? And then he went on and to explain that he heard what sounded like fighter jets patrolling the skies and a siren from a nearby nuclear power plant after spotting the UFO. I'm pretty sure he's lying here because, for one thing...
What do you say to that, though?
Yeah.
Come on.
He's just trying to be weird.
Well, he's winning. He's winning at that.
Yeah, I'm going to go with fake story.
Okay.
So.
I hope you're right.
Yeah, he's a little strange. So we had baseball today. We got some basketball in today. Tomorrow we'll hit up with some plays for the basketball tournament.
Yes.
And
although I already gave you my two best ones.
And we will be at Christian's Tailgate tomorrow, so come on out. Try to get in that beer pog tournament if you didn't get in here.
You going
to
play in it?
No, I've got a show to do.
Oh, okay.
I'll be at the table next to you.
Okay. I just thought it'd be interesting if you were able to do both at once.
No, I don't think I can. I can't win whatever the grand prize is. So.
No, but you'd get drunk.
Yeah, but I'd do that anyway. True. We're in a bar.
That's true.
And then Friday, we will be down at Quaker Steak and Lube. And Saturday, I'll be at Sam Houston Race Park. So, busy few days.
All right, guys. Listen, if you've had to replace your carpets in the past, you know it's a nightmare. It's a pain like no other. It's you got to find the right carpet. You got to rip up the old stuff, install a new one. It's expensive, and it's a huge inconvenience. Well, now you can keep the carpets you have looking new, no matter how long you've had them. Dirt Free will extend the life of your carpets so you can go longer without replacing it. I know because that's happened to me. I thought my renters had ruined the carpet in my rental house, and Dirt Free came out and saved the day. Didn't have to replace the foilers, which would have been a huge price to me. I didn't have to deal with that because of these guys. They're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals. They're not using soaps or chemicals like the other guys do that'll damage your carpet fibers long term. They've got the best technology in the game, and once the stains are gone, they won't be coming back. They do carpet, tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble. They can clean anything with that technology. Sunday service now available. Start the new year with a brand new look and feel of clean carpets. They've got a great deal right now. Three rooms for $99.95 with a free speed dry to the first 25 callers that mention my name. Call 281-347-8373. That's 281-347-8373. Or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. That's 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Cleaning.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Attention, League City, Clear Lake, and South Houston Blitzers. The Blitz is coming for a Good Friday live broadcast. Join us at Quaker Steak and Lube on the Gulf Freeway in League City, Friday from 4 until 7. We'll be bowling up crawfish, eating wings and burgers while washing it down with $5 Not Your Father's Root Beer Pints. Plus a lot of other happy hour specials. Visit ESPN975.com for more info. All right, this is how we finish the show every Wednesday. Let's do famous deaths. We've already talked about some of the major ones in the last few days, including Duck Ford. So here's some others. Let's start with sports figures. Cal Ripken Sr., 1999. Davy Moore. I don't know who he was in 1963.
I think he was a boxer.
Yeah. He got KO'd and died. Our political figures.
That'd be sad if he wasn't a boxer and he got knocked out and died.
Yeah.
It's sad enough that he was, but if he wasn't.
If he'd kind of walked into the ring and gotten hit and died, yeah, that would have been bad. 1801, Tsar Paul I of Russia is struck with a sword, strangled, and trampled to death in his bedroom at age 46.
Yeesh.
They were making sure, weren't they?
That guy was messing with some dangerous chicks.
Yeah, these aren't very good. Let me see. Okay, here we go. 1991, Leo Fender, inventor of the Fender guitar.
Oh, that's a good one.
Dead at 81. How about Jules Verne, the French writer and father of science fiction, Around the World in 80 Days, dead at 77 in 1905.
All right.
Pocahontas dies at 22 in 1617.
I think in 1617, 22 was a good run.
Yeah, because she was probably married at 8.
American
yeah,
chick.
Probably married at 8, right? Okay, here's your best one. 2011, Elizabeth Taylor. Dead at 79.
One of your ex-wives, right?
I was one of her ex-husbands. I'm not sure.
Something.
It's not somewhere in there. 1995, rapper E. Was he good?
Eazy-E.
Eazy-E, okay.
Yeah, he was in NWA. He died of the AIDS.
Ah, the AIDS got him. 1892, Walt Whitman, American poet, dead at the age of 72. I had to read Song of Myself when I was in college and high school. It's long. And Beethoven, 1827, dead at the age of 56. All right. Let's close it out with the porn stars. Let's play Guess the Porn Star game.
All right.
2004. The year is important. Taylor Summers died from?
2004. Past the AIDS scare. Let's go gunshot wound to the head.
Very close. I may give you points for that anyway because she was murdered by a pornographer during a bondage scene.
Ooh.
In March. Yeah. All right. And
poor Taylor.
Yeah. 1984. Shauna Grant died from?
1984. That is
before the AIDS.
Yeah. I'm going to go with drug overdose.
You know what? I'm going to give you this one. Self-inflicted gunshot wound due to cocaine.
Okay. All right.
So, yes, I will give you that one. There you go. All right.
I want to Google Taylor Summers.
You want to see the pictures?
Yeah.
Technically, wouldn't that be a snuff film?
I think so.
Done, which is illegal. So it's illegal for you to watch that?
God, they like, I think maybe it was an accident. But then, he decided, well, I better just get rid of this thing.
Mm.
So, I don't know. But yeah, this porno guy got busted for it.
Hmm.
He issued a verbal apology. No, it was definitely on purpose.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They fought over money.
Oh, okay. That's what people always fight over. Money.
I kind of want to know what she looks like, though. Hold on.
You got to find the images there. I'm sure she's there. Hey, can we squeeze on a phone call real quick?
Sure.
Justin, you're on a blitz. What's up,
yes,
man?
Yes, sir.
Hey, sports, Justin.
Hey, sports. How you guys doing?
Doing sports.
Good. I have, I guess, advice or guidance that I'm requesting from AJ. I know that he was in the military. I just got out of the Navy. And I've always had a passion for sports. And I want to do some sort of journalism or broadcasting. But I mean, they also say that those who can't do teach, and I can't play sports like I used to anymore, but I'm so passionate about everything sports, especially football and baseball, and I just need a push in the right direction on where I should go, how I should start doing this, degrees, anything like that.
Well, I mean, the good thing is I'm guessing you have a GI Bill to work with.
Yes, sir.
Get into school, and either if you want to do journalism, get into journalism school. I tell people all the time that's a terrible idea because I feel like sports journalism and communications, those degrees are becoming less and less valuable as the internet has come about. But you know what you can do is get a teaching degree and coach. like you said, if you can't do coach and, you know, get be a gym teacher and teach or coach football, coach junior high football or high school football, whatever you want to, if that's what you're really into. But yeah, I mean, you're kind of in a good spot where the world is your oyster. And what I say all the time to people is if your resume is equal with someone and you're a veteran, you're going to get that job.
Yeah.
So without really knowing you, I mean, that'd be my suggestion.
And you know what, if you're going to go into communications, you can get your teaching. You could go to school for teaching and that at the same time. You can wind up teaching communications.
Yep.
So there are plenty of options. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Got Craig Shelton and Jason Braddock coming up next with Hustle Town. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job, as always. AJ Hoffman, great job, as always. Man, this show flew by today. Goodness gracious. That's a good sign. All right, we'll see you tomorrow out at Christian's Tailgate in the Heights. And on Friday, we'll be down at Quicker Steak and Lube. Till tomorrow, stay sporty, bitches.